these two angles right here. That's y'all solo. Yeah. That's me. But see the blackness behind it.
Can
we say that?
Yes. So
shout out to little.
So
brother.
We learning.
It's so funny. This week I actually
can we get demonic? Oh, we can say it now because it's March.
Yeah.
Blackness.
No, 100%. This week I was like, I want to use
darknesses.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say as well. Blackness. So that's the name of the episode. Yeah.
Blackness. Welcome to Blackness.
But yeah, so yeah. So for last week, took a little week off, a little vacay, huh?
You did?
No, you.
Oh, we did. Yeah, you couldn't come because of the rain.
I can't stand
so check
the rain.
So check this out.
Against my window.
The fucking blizzard. I wasn't coming to pot last week because of the going over there to...
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man.
It's okay, don't.
When you see something new,
rock.
You know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything new you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the club.
I gotta stop doing that over a song.
Especially if you got the fully equipped.
What do you want to
hear? Every intro.
I had this bad bitch of clown. She was woke.
I'll hear a song in before it stops. I'll go,
1, 2, 3, diamonds and pearls. I mean, should have seen them.
The fact that he put the phone down, I'm like, dog, you gotta put a pause at some point.
I just want to hear Black Rob.
What happened, bro?
Because we were talking about blackness. Yes.
Blackness.
Blackness.
And there you go.
That's our version of yes, points.
Yes, points. Blackness.
Rob.
You guys say black?
Yeah. No.
What were you gonna say, Mike?
Oh, no. I was supposed to go to see the kids, but I couldn't because of the blizzard. So I'm going this weekend. I can't miss three pods in a row, bro.
Okay.
Couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Wait, who?
All right.
All right, now I'll talk about it. Go ahead.
We missed, you missed one pod because you went on a retreat.
Which, I did.
Lovely. How was that?
Yeah, not lovely.
Not lovely.
Well, it was my fault.
Not telling me about it, my friend.
I already told Ricardo about it, so I'm going to shorten it.
No,
basically,
you didn't.
He said, let me just tell him.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Tell him you're going to be the one editing it anyway. You'll figure out where to edit it. But anyway, so I went to go to Joshua Tree to do shrooms with my, with
Blackness.
A couple of friends.
Oh, snitch.
just snitch on yourself.
No. I want to go beep, beep, blackness. So
a couple of nice fellas.
That should be your bleep for the whole episode.
Blackness.
So anyway, went up there.
Not gonna get me.
We.
He said.
got me.
If there's anything you can say about your boy, you ready? You ready? Always.
Blackness, Rob.
Blackness. Yo, that is hilarious.
Go ahead. Hit the play one time. Blackness, Rob, ladies and gentlemen.
Blackness, Rob. So now,
fast forward. We're doing the shrooms, right?
Blackness.
Me and Blackness decide to.
No, that's wild now. You're out of pocket.
Damn. That was wild.
You ready?
Oh, shit.
He said, that's where I draw the line. Not my friend.
I
am an ally, sir.
That is my buddy.
He's like, I gave you 10 blacknesses.
That's my cutty buddy. Anyway,
Blackness.
Me and my
Blackness.
The higher dose because we had already done one.
Blackness
ago.
Is.
No, blindness. Yes, points. So,
yes, points.
The other two friends of ours, they took a lower dose.
Oh shit! Fucked up.
I can also do that. Look, the trip. If anybody's taking shrooms, that's listening, like it is beautiful. You know, you get the visuals that the earth is breathing.
When the earth is breathing.
Yeah, so everything kind of weighs, but
bitch.
But it's basically breathing. Like if we were to take it today, This right here would be breathing or moving if whatever you're, because your eyes are doing this the whole time. Well, hold on, I gotta do this for the camera. Your eyes are doing this the whole time.
Yeah,
shrooms.
Yeah, you gotta do it for the camera.
Look, it's beautiful. You didn't take it. You had said you were thinking of taking it. Allegedly.
No, so the rain or the blizzard, as you so called it, as well.
what?
As you said. Also,
as you also said one time before too.
So you called it a blizzard,
yeah,
and so that's why I didn't do it,
yeah,
because I was supposed to. I was supposed to have a retreat.
Gotcha.
And now that you mentioned how this room would look, I'm like excited.
This room would be a really good place to do it in, honestly.
However, I bought a fire pit.
Perms.
I bought a fire pit.
Okay.
For that day.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it right now.
You have any? You got them in your pocket? You got them in that bum jacket.
Yep. That bum jacket, you druggie.
I told them already that I love that jacket, so I can call it a bum jacket.
They can't erase what we was. Erase what we was.
Yeah, you look like, you're dressed like Mickey from.
Hey, I got a rock. Yeah,
get a rock. You're a bull with a wrecking ball attached.
Remember when he died?
Yeah, you fucked up there. Never mind.
No, did
the camera was on you.
You're
okay.
A wrecking ball. No.
I thought
you're a wrecking ball with a bull attached.
Did you cry when he died?
No.
What?
That's who the Penguin was.
Wait.
In the 1960s Batman.
He was the Penguin?
Yes, Mickey. He was.
Yo, we need a producer, bro. I can't sit here and watch and hear fucking Gary moving his fingers like that the whole damn fucking pod.
Oh, it's funny.
I told Trey.
It's this loud as, oh shit, fucked up. It's this loud as this. Fucking, it's your sister's keyboard right here.
What was that, your sister's keyboard? You stink. I told Trey about how you're really excited for him to be the producer.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He said, "All
I'll sit right there." He said, "Right next to my picture."
He said, "All we gotta do is find a closer recording space."
Where's he? You don't have to tell me where he lives.
Blackness
down by the beach, boy.
Boy, damn, the wrong one again.
Mana mercy.
You'll learn, baby. No, but yeah, it was cool, man. And but I messed up.
What'd you do?
Kind of a rookie mistake, I guess. I had an indica joint that you're supposed to. Well, you don't need to smoke it whenever you want. But the best way is to smoke it after, because the come down of shrooms is not that great. But I was impatient because I had my visuals going, but then like they kind of went away after a couple hours, and even Trey was like, "It's gone, isn't it?" And I was like, "Yeah, but I'm still feeling it, but I can't see anything." So,
but we did shrooms together. But we did shrooms together. And Rich was there, but he didn't do them because he's a bitch.
Yo, that's funny.
No, he came late.
I came late. And also, the ones that I was going to do ended up being the ones that got
him sick.
Chuckle Face sick.
Yeah,
he did get sick off of
those. So had I done that.
Chuckle Face is always sick. That shade.
You'd have to point it out.
Blackness!
Blackness!
Bro, it makes me sick every single time. I should probably, never mind. I'm not going to say nothing.
Nah, but.
Continue.
So what happened was I decided to.
He sent me a dick pic.
I decided to smoke the indica joint. Nice. Probably midway.
Hell yeah.
But
mid-trip.
I smoked the whole joint.
Didn't pass it.
No, it was mine.
Okay.
We all had our individual joints, but we were going to smoke it after. We were going to smoke it after. Anyway, I hit a point of paranoia and fear. I don't know. I didn't know that I didn't know.
I wanted it to look like I was frozen on the screen right now, so I held my face for the last 20 seconds. That's going to be really funny.
Are you on shrooms?
No, it's going to be really funny when people... don't worry. When people watch it, they'll get it.
Blackness.
So, damn, we're gonna ruin that, and that's never gonna be used again. It's okay. Terrible, bro. That's a terrible.
At least he was on beat.
Were you?
Man,
I hit a point where there was no hallucinogenic trip on this one. Hopefully the next one will be. But I hit a point of paranoia and fear where I thought my friends were gonna kill me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding.
Holy shit.
It was crazy. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy
it was
shit.
Trippy, bro.
They should have killed you.
It's because, like, you have a...
Should have killed you when they had a chance.
You know what I realized listening to all the pods we've done in this little phase of Off the Rails?
Off the Rails!
Y'all motherfuckers have tried... Like, anytime I'm not here, y'all wish death upon me. Yeah. What the fuck is up with that?
It's because we're the pod with no breaks and hot takes, so strap the fuck in!
Yo, why is he not getting it right? Why is he not getting it right? No.
I was right.
That was pretty close.
That was close enough.
It wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was.
Welcome back to Off the Rails, the pod with hot takes with no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the pod with hot takes but no breaks, so strap the fuck in.
Good, because, oops. I just wanted to start the pod from the shrooms. There we go.
Please. Fuck, you got me the fake intro?
Yes.
Smooth.
Score.
Everything else deleted.
And scene. So you were on these shrooms. You thought your friends were going to kill
you. No, the weed is what fucked it up. I shouldn't have smoked the whole joint in the middle of it. And it was indica. It was strong. And it just, I already have like very mild covert narcissism, but it amplified it. And so
Excuse me?
Well, you know, covert narcissism is more like, I make things about...
You a cobra?
You a cobra?
Cobra? Cobra Kai?
Now you just want to use your fucking... But, excuse me. Worst...
Me hear it twice.
Worst producer ever,
I'm a producer.
Bro.
Damn. Fuck.
You don't get it right. This is what do you call it?
This is a trial and error.
Yeah, trial and error pod.
Mostly error.
Yeah, 100%.
Blackness.
I'm ready to do it again. I'm ready to do it again. I fucked up by doing the weed in the middle.
So, when you thought your friends were going to kill you.
Oh, God.
Come on, let's dig
it. Because I need to know.
I need to know what turns you on.
Why don't you follow?
Because
I didn't know where he was going?
Yeah, I thought he was going to say something, make up his own lyric. So and then I was like, okay, he's singing the actual song.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to know which friend will kill me.
Yo, yeah, if I heard that while I was fucking high, Lord, there's a fire.
So I'm going to get back to
so
you.
So I should see I'm gonna get the back one to you. That I should.
But this is good news. Because every time I've done shrooms, I've never hallucinated.
Uh-huh.
I've been like, remember when we did the shrooms and we did the pod? My face was wet from the tears. It was just laughter.
Yeah.
The first time I did shrooms, it was, I was in a pool and I was just spinning on a unicorn floaty.
Uh-huh.
It was great. It
Are
was
you
great
sure
fleeting.
Yeah, there was a unicorn floaty? Yes.
There was a unicorn floaty. But it was great. It was a great feeling.
Uh-huh. How it should be.
I've never hallucinated. I've never like tripped out. And and now that you say that, it like gets me a little weary.
My definition is yes, this breathes and yes things. yes, the walls breathe and yes, things like you know look different.
Yeah.
But there is no like bunny rabbit cartoon coming out for me. It's just like this shit is just either breathing or and if it's like because wood spirals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
I was spinning on a breathing unicorn, floaty. No, the floaty was breathing.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I was in the pool.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because I'm sure at some point you looked at the unicorn's head like a weirdo.
Go ahead, Rich. My bad.
My bad, Ree. All right, look. So Mike told me something about the trip that he didn't want me to expose, but I'm going to expose. No, okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. No, but he did tell me something that I thought.
Didn't want to make it a long one, but continue.
No, but something that I thought would be a good topic to kind of bring up. Mike probably already has his in his head, but he was saying how like they all chose one album to kind of listen to while they were on their trip.
Wait,
to listen to all the way through.
Okay, each had their own headphones?
No.
You guys played an album.
Every album, everybody chose an album.
Trey put the albums in a playlist.
So three of you.
Played. Four.
Four.
Four of you.
Yeah. So
damn, that's 4 hours. That's a long ass trip.
It felt like an hour. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Really, that's a long. I've never. Anytime I've done shrooms, it's not 4 hours.
Time has been different for me.
Because you're doing the week shit, though.
Either that, you're like, you get a lot.
Got the shit from we Charlie took a lot. Both times.
You probably just plucked that shit off of your Domino's pizza.
It was funny because we were like kids. So we had taken our dosage, but then like we were kind of walking around impatient. And he's like, are you feeling all right? Like, yeah. He's like, do you think you need some more? Because like you're a bigger guy. And I'm like, does shrooms do that? Like, does it work like this? I don't know.
I think everything does that.
So he was like, and he's like, maybe we should. We were like convincing ourselves to take more. So we went and took a little bit more. But yeah, no, man. It was, look, I do it again. I messed up.
It's there.
Yeah. That's my shit right there. Flexing.
I feel like that would
be cool. He loves the gorillas.
I know. I just feel like that would be a dope song to play. But yeah, so if you could think of one album that you think you would want to listen to all the way through while on your little trip, what would it be?
The Gorillaz.
Fuck.
Nah. I say that because Alexa was like, Alexa, play the Gorillaz. No, I told Al that Bad Bunny was on a song with the Gorillaz, and she's like, oh, how was it? Nah, not for me. Not for me, dog. Yeah. And then I told Alexa, and she's like, I don't ever want to hear the Gorillaz ever in my life again. Respect.
Valid. In fast, you got sunshine in a glass.
Hey, she don't play, man.
No, she don't play.
She's not about it.
So she doesn't want to listen. She doesn't want to ever listen to, like...
She don't even want to go to the zoo, bro.
I don't even want to see no gold.
She don't even want to watch that movie Congo, bro.
I don't even want to see Godzilla because it's too close.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Godzilla versus Kong? Nay.
All I see is Godzilla. Yeah. He's fighting to go.
Oh, so she all the way with it. That's good. Yeah. So you got an album or what?
Oh, that I would play.
She doesn't want to hear.
So when he asked us,
you got two cameras, baby boy. Just so remember, you got two cameras.
When he asked us, it was like.
I mean,
yes. So when he asked us, it was more like we want to know pick an album that meant something to your life. So that's how he had us choose an album.
See, because I'm tasked with, well, I don't know if I'm tasked with it, but I have a playlist that I got from Apple Music. I've also been making one, curating a playlist. A trippy playlist is what they asked for. And I got a good one off Apple Music. It's called a trippy playlist.
Just don't add anything.
Right? It's corny, but whatever.
Just don't add anything with heavy bass, like super bass. Like dark.
How low can you go?
I'm not alive when I was listening to the pod with you and Al.
Yeah.
When you said bass, I was like, man, no, he needed
that whole,
us.
That whole fucking podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
I've listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
And the whole podcast, it's an homage to y'all. Like, I'm here for y'all. Yeah, I don't think you listen to it, but it's okay.
The way he worded that was hilarious. Her? Nah. Y'all? I'm here for y'all. I'm not here for her. No. Huh?
Because he was saying jokes that only we would get. Yes. Normally we'd be like, oh,
can you yes
riff.
And me neither?
We'd riff.
We yes and you the
hey,
whole pod.
We're riffing over here.
God damn it.
Nah, but with yeah, Griffin. You,
that's two pods you touched on this fucking pod, bro.
Yeah.
Blackness.
So, welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh, man. Fucking shit.
That's true. We
won't
get on by any means unnecessary. happy end of Black History Month.
Yeah, but all right. So my album.
Yes, please go over that.
All right, that I would want to hear, just off the top, like something that's trippy, something.
Honestly, I don't even diplomatic think it's about trippy. Immunity. It's about what it would like.
What did it mean?
You
okay.
know, you would listen to it, and it's like, oh, this would be good for me because this album meant something. Because the point uh-huh. of the shrooms is like. It's a journey of self. So,
but are you taking into account your homies?
Your homies.
I don't think I didn't. He said this whatever because every time an album came on, that person had their journey.
should you tell me the albums first before I choose the album?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we all...
Or not. Wait, let him tell me. Should he tell me the albums first before we choose the albums or not?
No.
You know your album?
No.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna think of it, though.
Okay, so my album. So he's not gonna tell me?
No.
Okay, so my album is... The Album About Nothing by Wale.
Interesting.
I love that album.
You want a trip to that?
No, it's just something he...
I don't know if I'm going to trip to that,
what it does is while you're tripping, it unlocks the time that you listen to that album.
I see you what know you're what I mean? I see what you're saying. So, I take it back. Because I just can't do that to everybody else.
So let me give you an example. Because I didn't really care. I chose 808s and Heartbreaks because it means so much.
Oh, that's a great album to choose. Because people know that album.
Yeah.
Your friends especially.
Yeah.
If I play 808s and Heartbreaks for my friends, I don't know, man. No, I don't know if it's going to go over.
I think you're wrong because this is what happened. So my album was the last album to play. Eric chose Juice WRLD.
Okay.
I let that rock. I didn't even give it any energy.
Damn.
He took that. That was his.
Okay. But see, look at my face.
Yeah.
You have to be accepting of it, but like Juice WRLD?
Because when you're in there, it's all about like acceptance. Let me know.
Yeah.
Do I still got time to grow?
Yeah. You still got time to grow.
Things ain't always set in stone.
Shouts to Kanye and Adidas merging once again.
Let me know, let
hopefully
me
we get
know.
More easy.
Let me seems like
Black is
growing.
Blackness is king.
To be
it's okay.
Like
that's a shit. I'm gonna cry though. That's a good song, man.
Yeah.
No, so that's a great song.
You chose 808s. You chose Blackness.
No, I would, if it's because I can't do it to my homies, like I can't do it to the people around me. I would have to choose something that.
Well, what, okay, let's say you didn't give a shit about what they thought.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want to listen to?
I always want to listen to the Album About Nothing.
Then that's what you're going to listen to.
Then you know what? That's the first choice. Just like when they say multiple choice A, The Album About Nothing by Wale and Jerry Seinfeld.
let me tell you why Trey's decision was important. When Corbin's
he chose
album...
The, he chose
no, no, no.
He chose Wale, Album About Nothing.
Yeah.
No, no. He we chose our own albums, but when it was Corbin's time...
He chose Trey. He chose 6ix9ine.
He chose Tekashi
6ix9ine's
album.
Corbin actually came up to me when his album played out of nowhere and
wait,
just
you have a friend named Corbin?
Yes, sir.
He black though.
That is it.
Blackness. He decided he was in his own, like everybody had their own little area, but he came and started talking to me.
Their segregated areas?
Yeah, exactly, because blackness. Whoa. So,
nice.
Yikes.
Came and started talking to me about...
Se me cayó.
Why this album means so much. Like, so the album unlocked him to open up.
You haven't told me what the album is yet.
The Dom right? Kennedy album was, I think it was
Yellow?
Get Home Safely.
Get Home Safely, Get Home Safely. With Yellow. Yellow Pages?
No, that's the Yellow Tape.
Forward. Yellow Tape. Oh, that's different. That's different.
No, but yeah, so that's what happens when your album comes on. You're just either able to talk about that moment if you want to, or you just within yourself, like... My friends were nice enough to walk away from me when my album came on. I was literally outside, beautiful backyard, beautiful mountain view, and just have my moment with the album.
They didn't want to hear 808 and Heartbreaks?
Well, we all kind of separated from each other in our own albums. Like, Corbin went in his own little section.
Oh, wait. So everybody had their own album playing at the same time?
No. One after the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So okay, you've done shrooms a couple of times. What happens is sometimes you just go on a journey and you come back to your group.
I like that. That's what we're supposed to do here.
Yeah. That's what happens. So
I want y'all to come, but, you know, it's up to y'all.
Whenever, I don't know when you're going to do it again, but this weekend, of course, I'm going out of town, but...
Next weekend.
Okay. Keep me posted, because I'm always down to go again.
Oh, fuck yeah. This what you playing for me, Rich?
I like how when you hit the duct tape one, you don't go to your camera. There you go. Go to your camera if you go.
That's not the right one.
Don't bite your lip, though. Go Gino.
But see, like, never mind. I was just behind the scenes shits, but.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, I get it. I get
but
it.
Go ahead, Rich. That shit is hard. What's this called, Rich? Tell me one time.
The rain.
Okay,
I'm calling it the rain.
But then you turn and walk away.
Damn, Rich, this what you playing?
All for love.
This what you playing for?
Not even born yesterday.
Man.
That's what you playing for me on a shroom date?
Or.
Nah, that would trip me out.
Alrighty.
That's not a good song to play.
Nah, I'm playing all chaos songs on the trip.
Oh, okay. I would tune out.
Because he has so many different genres.
Oh, alright.
I get that.
What's his name? K-Off?
Yeah, K-O-S.
I'm sorry, I don't know much about him, but Canadian. That sounded dope.
You, I think, would really love to go into his catalog.
Yeah.
You should definitely try going into his catalog.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go all deep into his catalog. Trust.
So deep into his catalog?
Alright, so that's what you're playing? That's the album?
No.
What's the name of the album you're playing? When you come on to my house next Saturday.
Atlantis.
By the fucking Isley Brothers?
No, by Chaos.
You know who's a good... I don't know. Do you have like a designated like leader?
Atlantis!
The people you're doing it with, do you have a designated leader?
Yes, we do.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say you should invite Trey. He's a pretty good Sherpa.
In between the
so
sheets.
So we have a designated Sherpa. Leader. We have two people I've never met before. We have two people that have never done it before.
Wait,
we have
the
two
leader?
People that have... done it before. I don't want to just throw out names. I'll tell
gotcha.
You later.
No, yeah.
Oh, my bad. I forgot we're on a live broadcast.
I'm not trying to like out nobody yeah. like that. You know what I'm saying? But we got.
It's a good group. That's a good amount.
We got about 6, 7, 8 people. By all means, I invited all the homies.
I invited
all my homies because I was like, yo, this is what we doing. We're not drinking. No, it's not like here to fucking turn up.
Yeah, we're not pounding.
It's here. It's
shit.
Here.
It's an herbal journey.
Yeah, it's here. There's gonna be alcohol. There's
yeah, but we're not.
There's weed.
Up. Yeah.
It's my house. It's
one
my house.
One might even
that
say
that shit is always around. But I even asked, like, hey, do we need water? Do we need Gatorades?
Definitely electrolytes.
I know. And I told the homie, I was like, yo, do you need you guys
well,
need
you
me to
him.
Buy? You guys need me to buy some more like Gatorades, water.
Pepto-Bismol too.
Yeah, and
Bite
he said
tablets.
It gives you the shits.
It could, but it's mostly for the nausea.
But if you guys are gonna be here at my house next week, just know we gotta be just friends.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to play Mario's album?
What?
Shouts to Mario.
This is Music Soul Child,
my
brother.
Music Soul Child, you disrespectful fuck.
Nah, I thought you were going to play Mario. No. I thought that was Bismarcky with Mario.
Yeah, no,
my bad. No, then I'm disrespectful to Music Soul Child. Music with a Q.
His eyes are disrespectful to him.
Oh, man. I seen him in real life. Because
I got big eyes? Or my shit's across?
No,
already?
Music's eyes.
When I was working at Universal one time, I was working at Universal and he came to watch a movie, I guess, with some chick.
Did he have a wool beanie on?
He did not.
Damn.
He wishes. No, but he. Another thing he didn't have on were his shades. I don't know why, but he came to order, and one of his eyes was looking at the menu, and the other one was looking right at me. Motherfucker was like, let me get a large popcorn, large Diet Coke.
Sometimes I don't know if Gary's paying attention to you when the things he says. You said what you said, and he goes, fuck yeah. Which is not a good response to what you
Yo,
said.
Yo, Gary's checked out, man.
I was catching up.
I knew you wasn't checked in, bro. The fact that you just looked at him and said, fuck yeah. I'm like, wait, what?
Or did he hear the popcorn? fuck yeah.
He was still trying to think if that was Mario or not.
Yeah.
He's like, I know that's Mario. How is it not Mario?
What can I say here? What can I say here?
Are you going to really tell me that's not Mario?
You know what? There's another phrase that he uses when he's not tuned in. That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. No, because it was gonna lead me. I was trying to segue into something.
Your brain was working, just not for his conversation. Yeah.
And by all means,
keep playing.
No, it's okay. Oh, so you didn't hear the podcast with Alex and I. So he's like, oh, I'm going to play all the songs.
He's so competitive. He's so competitive that he said, nah, fuck that. They not going to out music me.
It's cool, man.
I'm going to hit him
cool.
with a little bit of Q-tip.
It's all good.
What else y'all want?
Yeah.
He's secretly playing from a playlist.
Play Breathe, Stretch, Shake. I know that wasn't it. Breathe and Stop. Real. Tell me what
oh,
you
great
got.
Album, though.
What, Breathe, Straight, Shake?
No.
Welcome Back by Mace?
Amplified.
Oh, yeah.
By Q-Tip.
No, you're right.
All produced by...
not me.
All produced by Jay Dilla.
I am not right. That Mace album, when he came back, ooh, boy, do not ever put that in your fucking Serato.
I had the old Ball and Chain buy that for me.
Welcome back.
I remember what that day we ditched. We went to Universal.
Hell yeah. Sam Goody? No, that was Sam Goody over there.
I think it was still Sam Goody. Yeah, it went to Universal. We went to Sam Goody because I always had to go to Sam Goody mm-hmm. and check out the CDs.
And what's Goody, Sam?
And I think it was like my birthday or something like that. She's like, I'll buy you two CDs. I was like, oh, what? Shit.
Hell yeah.
So I remember the two CDs.
Two discs.
The two CDs I got. It was Lloyd Banks' first, Hunger for More.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah. It was
that's a classic.
Now that's a classic. It was that
cooler
one.
Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Yep. It was that one. And it was... It was that Mace Welcome Back album.
2004, that is
welcome
nuts.
Welcome back, welcome. And the funny thing about that was, so I bought the CDs from Sam Goody or whatever, and then there was a security guard, I guess, who had gone to like the same high school we went to and recognized us, and he's like, hey, they
who,
know
you. Oscar?
I don't know who he was. He's
wait,
like,
no, hey. Alan. Alan, the homie Alan.
It might have been Alan. He's like, yeah. Hey, they know you guys are ditching. You guys got to get out of here before they give you guys a ticket. Mm-hmm. Gave us the heads up, so we just... Flew
wait,
on to
the people inside. He
was security. He's like, yo, security knows that you guys are here.
The
ticket, ditching.
Yeah.
So they're gonna ticket you guys if they catch you. He's like, so go get on the tram.
He's so working for Securitas.
How many times? How many times did you
black hat.
Did you ditch in high school?
Senior year, a lot. I've been ditching since like seventh grade.
New York City.
So, can I tell you a ditch story real
after
quick?
The song.
I had to get this album.
Did I not do it? Did I not do it?
Nowhere near, bro. You were in a fucking Volkswagen van playing white music. That's what you were doing. Whiteness.
I'm so
whiteness.
Proud.
Whiteness.
Tell me the story you're going
to
tell me about your
ditching. If your blackness or whiteness.
Come on, man.
Nah, come on.
That's a Gary joke, but come on, man.
It don't
matter. I'm back, baby. I'm back to hate.
It's okay. It's okay. All right, so listen to this dish story.
Yeah.
This one time I left
dish?
Bancroft. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so that was
young ditching right there.
I had a crazy lisp in seventh grade.
Wait, is this a story where you were banging on a door with your foot?
You had a lisp?
No.
Okay, continue.
I don't even remember that story yet right now at this
point. Don't
worry
about it.
All right, so this story is I go to... the corner of Santa Monica and what's Bancroft on? What's the street Bancroft was on?
Las Palmas?
Las Palmas. I'm on the corner of Las Palmas and Santa Monica. And who pulls up in front, right in front, while we're waiting to cross the street to the 7-Eleven, Maggie's Donuts, to we're home free. We're at the corner. Who pulls up? But my mom. My mom pulls up.
Oh,
why?
No.
For what?
My mom pulls up and she's like, she turns at me and looks and puts the window down and says, Gary? And I say, hey, mom. And I'm like, I say bye to everybody. Later.
I'm about to get by.
Yo, the playoff is
so
nuts.
Scared.
Just to play it off.
Oh, no. Like, I played it off.
How'd you play it off?
Later. And I said, hey, mom. And I jumped in her car.
Before she even said, get your ass in the car.
And she's like, yeah, exactly. She said, What happened? What are you doing outside of school? And I said, oh, they let us out early. And I told my mom, No. I told her, they let us out later.
Yo, realizing that your lie is dumb and just looking around and just saying later.
Oh, man, that's the worst when you realize your lie is dumb. All and my then, lies be dumb.
And then she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, we're going to go get some food right here at 7-Eleven. And so she's like, all right, well, come with me real quick, because she could tell I was lying, but it's better that I'm going with her right now at this point.
Yeah, of course.
We went to the bank, and she's like, hey, look in that bag right there. And she had $9,000 cash in the bag.
What?
Yeah. And she had $9,000 cash in the bag. She's like, she was going on her way to the bank off work to put money down on our new house. So we were moving out of Silver Lake to the Valley. So we were buying a new house. And that's when she caught me.
Oh, I thought she had just robbed the 7-Eleven.
Did you ever like rehash the story with her?
She had, no. she had a fucking, what's a president mask for? Oh, no, she had a nun mask.
She looked like Bill Clinton.
The bank? Fuck. The town.
Yeah, the town, yeah.
The bank.
Fuck. Wait, so did she
get off me?
Did she like? Did she like punish you? Fight
ghosts? Get off me!
Did she spank you? Punish you? No, smack you? Slap you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
That day I didn't get no spanking, no nothing, no she repercussions.
She let you slide?
I slid.
You know why? Because that new house.
She was excited. She was more like, yo, come with me. Yeah. Like
$9,000, Gary, can you believe it?
I think she was like, I need a body in case we're going to the bank. I need somebody to like just
Gary
stand
turned
guard.
Into an episode of 24.
Yeah, I was like, all right, mom, I got you.
Me and my 13-year-old, 120-pound body.
Yeah, badass body.
Bebo light.
No, I was 7th grade at that time, so.
14?
Excuse me, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Little ass dick
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, album about nothing. That's me. What's your album? KOS?
What's your stupid ass album?
You play KOS?
Are you playing that KOS album? And Mike was playing 808s and Heartbreaks.
How many times you ditch, Rico?
How many what?
How many times did you ditch in high school?
Fudgicles. Is my mom watching? officially?
Yeah.
I don't know. Enough to the point where... All right, so mom, the way I got caught was because... I don't know if my mom would... When she would like go to parent conferences, she would ask like if I was in class or whatever, and they would just tell her that I wasn't. But I guess they told her that I had been absent a lot, so she went to the attendance office. And she asked for
all nervous.
She asked for all of
just to show that he's actually looking at the camera the whole time. Stop looking at the screen, stupid.
She asked for all of my notes. You know how you had to write a note to get back? She asked for all of my notes, and I had written the notes myself and signed them. So she had all the fucking evidence she possibly needed. And it was enough because I got home and she like hit me with a stack like, you want to explain this? And I was like,
bro.
And then my dad came home and he
punched you?
We knuckled up, man.
Damn. Nah, you ever fight your dad like that?
Whiteness.
That might have been
oh, fuck. Brownness.
I'm gonna tell him before you take your taxes.
No. I'm just trying to bring him into the fold.
Go ahead, do your thing, man. Don't mind me.
That was a great joke.
Whiteness. No, that day when he found out I was ditching and I had written all the notes, I think he like gave me like a pimp slap, like a backhand.
Holy shit.
And so
Frank's got some thick hands too,
and,
man.
And my dad never ever like hit me ever. Like he like the most he would do was like yell at me. Mm-hmm. And so when he did that, I guess like I was like, what? I thought it was go time. And so I was like, and I like acted like I was tough and I got in his face and he like just like looked at me like, what are you gonna do? And then my mom was like, you guys gotta stop. And then eventually I pussied out and I stopped. But that was probably the closest.
Damn.
I ever got.
That's good.
I had too much fear from my mom to ever ditch. Mm. Like, I definitely had a lot of days off because we live so far from the school that mm-hmm. I can't take you to school today. All right. So I would have to write a letter and forge her signature.
You didn't ditch with me one time to go to
Ottawa?
Homeboy that lived at Park La Brea? That wasn't you?
No, sir. The only place I've been with Homeboy? You is on a stakeout.
or a home girl.
Oh. Hey, no, sir. Edit blackness. Edit that, my friend.
Blackness.
He's trying to get you caught up. Look how he throws his face just for it to be a glitch in the matrix. That's a glitch in the matrix face freeze. No, but yeah, man.
Bought to you by blackness.
I almost did for this one chick. She was a new chick in the school, and I don't know if you ever met her.
What was her name?
Wait, did she live in Park La Brea?
No.
Hey, you say, bitch?
She lived on Willoughby.
Hey, bitch?
I actually went to her place a couple times.
Was it Panda? I think Panda lived in Park La Brea. I don't know who it was. It was somebody.
All of us.
Anyway, I was scared, bro. She was cute.
What's this?
Yo, what's your problem, man?
Blackness! Holy nah, shit. Bro. Yeah, it was...
what's wrong with this
I
guy?
Almost... She was like, I'm going to ditch. You want to come with? And I'm like, man, I almost did. And I was like, nah. She was like, well, just meet me after school. And like, she literally walked back to school just to, you know, for me to walk her back to her house and shit. But it was just like hilarious to me how like, you know, the shit we would do for like chicks sometimes, you know.
Oh, almost, definitely.
Almost risked it all.
Park La Brea got me caught up. Like, fucking, I'm still caught up.
Hey, Park La Brea?
Park La Brea married me.
What happened to Park La Brea?
Al used to live in Park La Brea.
I remember that shit. Al, this is what Gary thought it was?
Yeah, that's my shit right here. Oh, baby.
I wanna know your name, man. I wanna know if you got a man. I wanna know everything.
Maybe
I wanna
know.
Fuck yeah.
That's Mario!
So that's what you were confusing it with?
Yeah, I was confusing it with that. But
R.I.P. Biz Markie, he's dead.
R.I.P. We went through that.
You guys would ditch, but did you guys ever go back to school on the same day? Or would you guys just ditch?
No.
In my senior year of high school, I had 4 periods.
Yeah, that's easy though.
So I would leave
with
the YED students. I would leave with them. So I would go to Cedars.
Yeah.
And just like, then I'd be like, all right, drop off my girl at the time and drop off Rob, drop off all the homies.
Shout out to Spronzies.
Yeah. And then we would go to. Then we would
freeze
go.
Freeze your face, bro. Yeah. Just freeze your face.
Then we would go to, what's that park over there on 3rd? What's it called? Pan Pacific.
Yeah.
We go to Pan Pacific, smoke out. I would get picked up later on, you know, or I'd take the bus.
Back to the school.
Back to the house.
Oh, back to the house. Okay.
At that time, I loved doing that.
Yeah.
Going and then just walking from Cedar Sinai to the Hollywood and Highland bus stop. I would walk that a lot. That's why I was so skinny.
This all makes sense, but
214?
I would take the 214, or 217. 217. Yeah.
This all makes sense because I remember us playing that stupid ass game in high school, the nut check game.
Yeah. I was outside.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 7 seconds of heaven.
Freeze with each other.
I was walking in the Beverly Center and I owed you like a couple of those nut checks. Mm-hmm. And you were walking with blackness.
Blackness.
So I walked and I was like, I got you. Because it's hard to get Gary was always on guard. You can never get Gary.
But and I saw you wore a cup
and I ran. And what pissed me off is I ran and I came with full force.
And I just
hit it, right? And
I remember.
He turned around and he's like, you ain't get me. I was so pissed, bro.
Yeah, you missed. Because he used to rock his little ass dick. It's too small of a target.
Nah, he used to rock his jeans all the way to his fucking knees, bro.
Oh, like, yeah. If you were to get me right now, I was telling Al, like, these jeans are so skinny right now.
They are. I was gonna tell you they are so skinny.
They are so skinny.
So this is the first time I've seen you rock jeans. Or did you wear jeans with her too? Because this is the first time I've ever seen you rock jeans in the pod.
Because yeah, I want to dress up for you guys.
You did say that,
I see him coming through.
Well, yeah, he's a chain guy now. He's got to dress up.
Yeah, chain guy, chain gang. he is dressed like Music Soulchild. Look at him.
Music Swolechild.
Blackness, whiteness, all of them.
Oh my God.
That was from Wu-Tang.
Nah, but Gary really did used to dress like he was in Dipset.
I did.
And he sagged super hard.
Yeah, but I used to have all the shirts. I used to have Outkast. Like, shit that nobody else would. Any rapper had
all the bootleg snacks.
Any rapper that had a clothing line, yeah. I had.
You had that Miyoshi on Decky.
Yeah.
You had the Snoop with the
what was Nelly's?
With the bandana when you folded the
Outkast.
Cuff?
Outkast.
What was Nelly's? Nelly and Lunatic had one, right?
They had.
Or did they?
Was it Dirty?
No, it was. Oh, shit.
I forget. Did they or did they not?
He did. Vocal.
Vocal, yeah.
I had the Vocal.
I remember Vocal. I distinctly remember you having a baby blue Vocal hoodie.
I did. I had baby blue everything. I think that was my favorite color back then. Yeah. True.
I had a drunk chick in the car the other night.
R.I.P. Mac Miller.
She says, "What's your favorite color?"
No, I saw him right now.
That was his checkout. That was his new fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Blackness.
Blackness.
Sorry. Whiteness.
You gonna edit a couple of those out?
Nah, we're good.
No, anyway. So she's like, she was just, you know, I guess trying to, I don't know, be sober. She's like, what's your favorite color? Black. Black? Like, yeah, just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And she's like, can you guess what, like, mine is? And I'm like, I don't know, blue, like, light blue. Light blue? Oh, my God, that's so sweet. I thought that was a weird response. I was like, oh, I guess.
She's trying to suck your dick.
Then you punched her.
Nah, what I noticed about women.
The funny thing is, Mike could have said anything.
No, 100%. Yeah.
She wanted your cock.
No. They, I think I've noticed with a lot of those women, they do it because they want to make sure, they want to see if I'm intimidating as I look. It's like their coping mechanism to make sure that I'm not going to kidnap them.
Or they really want to have sex with you.
They just want to know that you're him dunking.
I don't think I've ever had
him dunking.
I am him. Oh, I'm going to use that. Yeah. I am him dunking.
Yeah.
That's like when Freako first told me Tony Bromo. That's like when
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey yeah.
Hey yeah, hey yeah.
No, I actually want that. I don't think, yeah, there hasn't been, I have one where I felt bad.
Ooh. Y'all ever looked up Uber porn?
I think at one point.
No, but is there?
Yeah, fake ones.
I
but,
feel like Mike would have done that.
No, but I mean, I've seen the bang bus.
It's like that where like they act like, well, I don't know if it's true or not, but like they call it Uber and then
they convince
the driver to fuck them.
I can see it. I think those are fake though. But no, I've talked to a couple drivers that said.
Let's say Mike, you're picking somebody up.
Okay.
They happen to have an OnlyFans or whatever.
Uh huh.
One of their things is get a random dude to fuck them on camera. Random dude is an Uber driver. What say you, my friend?
I say yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I say yeah.
Yeah.
What would be more comfortable for you? Well,
face or no face?
Comfortable. No, because
I don't know.
More comfortable is obvious. So let's say comfortable. What would you prefer? What would you prefer?
What type of woman would I prefer to offer that?
No. Uh-huh. But let's actually for shits and gigs. What kind of woman would you prefer?
Latina.
Latina.
Yeah.
All right. 8th Street Latina. OnlyFans.
Well, she's a gangbanger? Oh, 8th Street. Okay.
8th Street.
What were you going to say, though?
No, wait.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
Who cares?
What position would you like to get in the back seat, or you just want backseat? Dome?
No. I want to fuck.
You want to fuck?
Yeah, I want to fuck.
I like to fuck, too, man.
I feel like dome is very young for me.
I like to fuck, too.
Well, you could call it fellatio.
What's the problem with calling it dope, bro? The way you came at me was like, you know what? I'm about to can't get the pod canceled by saying dome.
No, that is not a cancelable fucking syllable.
Offense. It's not a cancelable offense. Freak or freeze your face for this shit. No, but yeah, man. I prefer to fuck. And like, if she was like, I'm a OnlyFans, I want to do this, blah blah. All right, let's fuck in the backseat.
Face or no face?
Say it again.
Face or no face?
What does that mean?
Is she fucking ass down, face up?
No, that's not what he means.
No, I mean, will you allow your face to be seen or not?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Would you allow your face to be seen or not? Is she fucking ugly or
I haven't
hot?
Questioned any of your musical choices. What the fuck was that for?
That was a beat, though. I was Look, the I song was
great. The song is great, but why?
Por qué,
señor?
It's a whore. Chat!
Yo, he's really mad at your last pod, at your other pod. I like with the way girl,
he's coming in, but he's getting most, it, though.
He's the most songs he's played in any pod,
he's
bro.
He's getting it. Yo, this is our shit. Let's do whatever the fuck we want.
I like that energy.
But like, let's do whatever the fuck we want. I like that energy. Because, yo, we are fucking off the rails. And
today we are, yes. Well, we always are.
Give me a couple of plus horas.
But like, we are off the rails, bro, and we need to fucking do. I want you to have that energy. I want you to come in here.
Check.
I would say no face.
No face.
No face.
I feel like
I thought about it. I was like, look, I would like to do. I wouldn't mind doing it.
No face, but full meat.
Full meat. Take the coke can.
What about
full meat? Ew! Oh, it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Face off.
Okay, bro. If you're watching a porn and you don't see my face the whole porn.
Okay.
What if I do want to see your face?
I got one.
Oh, that's on you, bro. That's a you problem, fam. Mm-hmm. That's a you problem, familia.
Butterface.
Ooh.
That's
one. I mean, if it's just a fucking OnlyFans fuck.
Body.
Body? What's up?
Butterface.
You don't as the great.
No, you don't fuck the face.
Baby Cool once said.
You don't fuck your face.
You don't fuck the face.
Butterface, you fucking come on the face.
Okay, sorry, I've never really been that. Yeah, nah, pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
deleted.
I've never really been that guy. I'm not a come on the face guy.
No.
If I'm she asked for it, fuck. Damn, get off me, Cam. Cameron Giles.
Damn, he's backstabbing you right now.
Okay, look.
You want to elaborate on that?
Okay, look, if she asked for it, yeah. But I'm not like. In my like skill set, gonna say, I'm gonna just come on her face.
How do you do it, Mike?
What do you mean?
How do you say? Are you like
a, he's trying. He wants a. He wants a spankback material.
This is my Uber.
Or are you like a
my choice?
Why do I talk like that, bro? I talk like a fucking scummy New Yorker, bro.
It's gonna this cost is my Uber. Amy, what do you want?
You want to touch this dick? It's gonna cost you extra.
It's really accurate with the lisp, too. The lisp was the kicker, right? Was a chef's kiss right there.
Right there. I like that right there, right there. There, right there, right.
You want to touch my dick? It's going to cost you extra.
Can you imagine being an ugly, fat fuck and being offered to fuck a beautiful woman? And he's like, well, if you want to fuck me, it's going to cost you extra.
You're like the penguin from Batman Returns. Just bite her nose.
I want to have that kind of confidence.
Right? Just an ugly, fat fuck.
He does bite a nose off, doesn't he? Oswald Cobblepot.
I love that. You know what movie I realized I loved, but... Until I saw a clip today, I didn't realize how much I loved it.
That porno with Sambuya.
Sambuya, bro. Sambuya. Yeah, also.
Is that not what he said? That porno with Sambuya.
No, Sambuya.
What's that other rap song where you had the wrong words? Anyway.
Every fucking song ever?
All of them, yeah.
Every song ever Gary's ever rapped.
Blackness Rob.
That was pretty close, though.
No, but My Girl.
Nothing you the can do my girl or say can never Culkin. Equate to My Girl.
See? Wrong words again.
Equate.
Yeah. Yo, no, you said quate.
No, I said equate.
No, you said quate.
I say equate.
I heard quate.
I'm sorry. Stuck like glue
also,
quate works.
Quate works. Fuck it.
I feel. Oh,
we do whatever we want on this pod.
Yo, off the rails. No, but listen.
And as a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crops.
Nothing you could say or do can ever equate to my girl. Boy, that's my guy. What the fuck are we doing?
That's why I kept drinking my drink. I was like,
so where did this bring me? I had a fucking thought. Go ahead, Thoughty.
I put the camera on me. He said, go ahead, Thoughty, then focus on himself. You suck at this, dude.
Hey, it's a learning process, bro. I know it's two buttons, but there's four different things right here.
Two buttons?
I'm willing to admit I can't play the piano and sing, and I can't play the drums and sing.
What I hate about me? Is that I have a whole piano in the house, and I'm not fucking learning.
Practicing, yeah.
Everybody sees the piano. They sit, or they don't even sit down because there's no chair in front of it. But yet...
I'm never just quick learn. To walk into somebody's house
Here's the easy showstopper. Mm-hmm. Learn how to play Ordinary People by John Legend.
Yeah.
And then when people come in and they go, can you play? You're like, I can play a little bit. And he just busts out the... Ordinary
People. I don't know. I'm never one to assume. I'm never one to assume that people can play their piano when I walk into their house. Like, it's just a piece for me. Like,
nah, I assume that shit.
Yeah.
You got a piano.
I gotta learn that shit. I gotta learn
that
shit.
At least hit me with the thing that everybody knows. That.
I try. No.
Everybody can do that.
What I can do is play some ominous shit. So I'll be like. Bum, 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 bum. No.
You don't have an organ. You have a fucking piano.
I know, but I'd be like, boom, 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 boom.
Where does it come from? The piano.
I know.
The piano go.
I party. No, it goes like this.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
I can Batman imagine. Returns. I can imagine just a really like dark night.
So basically,
like 2 o'clock in the morning, him scaring.
Can't play
Al.
The piano at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah,
I can't.
No piano skills.
I can imagine just.
Wait,
Alan Ben
did it come with the house?
I got weak pinkies.
Got you remember how they got
weak
it?
Pinkies?
You bought it?
Yeah, Al bought it.
Off of what?
Al got it for free.
Al got the piano for
off
free.
Of Facebook.
Facebook Pro. And then
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. And then we paid $300. Basically, we paid $300 just to get it like into the house.
Why?
I haven't showed you the room.
No, show me the room.
I'll show you the room when we come inside.
What's the deal with the room?
What's the deal with this room?
Wait, why would it cost $300 to get into the house?
Because that's how much it costs for these delivery men to pick up this piano, grand piano.
That shit even
heavy. 100. Yo, don't try to stunt.
Is that shit
it's
heavy?
A baby grand?
Yeah, baby grand.
It's a baby grand. Right. Your baby grand ass. All
right, whatever.
But he got tight.
I don't know. Baby grand records. Shouts to
baby
them.
grand piano, camera 7.
Oh shit! Shouts to baby Jedi Mind Tricks.
Jedi Mind. You know what the fuck is up?
You know I do.
The motherfucking vibes.
So for them to bring it out of this mansion into my humble abode, the compound.
Humble as fuck.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo.
It cost $300.
Hey, yo, why you didn't want to sell me the condo?
Did you have...
Yup.
Up to...
He called you a poor off the rip.
Yeah, did you have $500,000?
Yeah,
like
I did.
Okay, well, did you really want the... Let me tell you the tea about the condo, though. This blizzard that you're talking about?
No. Fucked up the condo.
Fucked up the condo right now. Fucking up my fucking house.
I saw that, yeah.
Hey, real quick, off rip. Blizzard, McFlurry.
I haven't had a Blizzard.
No, you never been to Dairy Queen?
Nothing like a good old Oreo McFlurry, though?
Ooh, nah, yeah. Eminem.
I go Eminem.
Shady.
I like Eminem more than the Oreos. Only because all the restaurants do Oreo shakes.
Except the Blizzard has more candy options. You could do like a whole fucking Snickers in the fucking Blizzard.
Oh, you could do the fucking cheesecake too, probably.
Oh, hit me with a fucking payday in that bitch. It's nuts.
Payday?
Y'all fucking payday?
You know I can't yum your yuck.
Y'all don't fuck with paydays?
No, it was the other way.
Yeah.
It was okay.
But you know, I've been doing that all.
Hey, whiteness. This is off the rails.
What's your favorite candy bar?
Oh shit! I would say, bitch. What's the taffy one?
He said, "I would say," and didn't even give you a chance, bitch.
All right. Oh, okay. Take one. Take. Is that what it's called? Take one.
Take five.
Take five.
Oh, okay.
With the pretzel and all that other shit in there. But I'll go with the classic, the Hershey's cookies and cream, or I'll go with the taffy, or. Toffee. The toffee chocolate. What's that shit called? Heath. The Heath bar.
Okay. Ooh, my go-to was always Babe Ruth. But as the years have gone by, my teeth don't fuck with all that fucking...
You just hype beast.
Yo, who, I like...
Me? Yeah, because you like baseball and then you go with the Babe Ruth.
I've never liked baseball in my life.
Have you guys ever had an Abba Zabba?
You keep a baseball bat.
Abba Zabba?
Yes, and, Mike. Yes, and. Blackness.
Abba Zabba, you my only friend.
Well, fucking How High is your favorite movie?
Yeah. Well, have you ever had an Abba Zabba?
Just throw shit on everybody.
I mean, what's that fucking Dave Chappelle movie? Half baked, not How High.
Idiot. You know, what are you, an idiot?
There's only so many fuck ups you can do,
don't
Gary.
Don't call me an idiot.
Fuck. No, but I do like
stealing
a payday.
Kids' pianos. And shit.
I do.
It's a baby's piano.
You know what made it even worse?
Not on a grandma's you piano.
Because he could have said that the piano came from a
not even
regular
a piano.
House. He said it came from a mansion. So you know it's a kid. You know it's a kid's piano.
It's not even a. It's just a xylophone.
Actually,
yeah,
it's 101 years old.
I know. You know that bitch's birthday?
Because the ghost be coming and tell him at night.
I've never met a 101-year-old child, so.
In your face.
Have you ever met a 101-year-old person? Bitch?
No. I got something for y'all real quick.
Okay.
Is it another 25 cents?
This is called, actually, yeah, but this is called.
Fuck, Gary's holding out on us?
Jobs, comma, respectfully.
Hey.
So I got this tweet right here, right?
Tweet it.
It says, oh shit. It says,
check.
It says, Ashley, goddess, zero shun. You know what's hard to find nowadays? A man that makes more money than you.
What? Bitch, you tripping.
And I think she was answering this tweet by Big OG. I am OG kid. Pussy is everywhere,
that's right.
But not tight pussy.
That's right. I like that.
So, let me just read you this. These right here. What's ever harder is finding a woman without her pussy on the internet. Spelled internet.
Internet. I-N-N-A-N-E-T.
Ashley. She replies, fair. But, all right, so...
Because she want to smash.
Yeah. Don't y'all get paid less? My two jobs versus your one job, most likely. Wait, you have an OnlyFans or something, huh? Are you an influencer or a clown,
bitch?
Or a clown?
She says, an educated woman. So, this brought me to jobs, respectfully.
Uh-huh.
But what were you gonna say first before I get into
this? I know I can't afford to
stop. I was in love with this guy.
I actually didn't have anything.
So I thought you were gonna say something. But thank you, Rich. Jobs respectfully. I got three jobs right here. You guys are just gonna pick A, B, or C. Or one, two, three.
I'm gonna consistently.
Whatever you like, numbers, you like letters. You pick which one.
You like
wins.
Numbers, you like wetters, whatever.
Yeah, all the wetters for the betters.
You ask it.
Police officer, firefighter, or RN. What job is more respectfully? Respectful. What
respectful or respected?
Respected. Respected for you though. It's you and you. Not in society. It's for you. Fireman, police officer, RN. What you think is more respected. RN.
RN. Yeah.
RN. Okay. What's
not cop in LA, no. Firefighter. Yeah, I'm going to go RN
firefighter.
Too. I'm going to go RN also.
You were just going RN. Yep. I think RN might... have the higher cap, like as far as making money, but I think respected firemen, firefighter.
Wait, you're talking about in general?
Yeah.
Oh,
in general,
firemen.
In general, you answered for you, which is good.
Yeah, firemen.
RN, I respect RNs more because I know what they go through.
Not for sure.
But at in the a same general time,
consensus, is probably firemen.
At the same time, actually, I know what RNs do and I know what they go through.
Because that's why I say personally RN. But when I'm in a mass of people, I know that they don't really know everything, but they just see firemen and they see what they see on TV and media. So they're like, oh, firemen is the one we respect because fuck the police.
Yeah.
So it's never you never heard fuck the firemen. Yeah. We should make a song called Fuck the Fireman.
Well, it doesn't have the same ring to it. So doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah.
And also firemen
fuck
are way cool.
Fuck the firemen, firemen, fire, fire, firemen.
How you like that, Rich?
Lil Wayne made that.
How you like firemen, firemen. I fuck them.
I got them.
Oh, Lil Wayne fucks firemen.
Firemen.
Next one, next one, next one. Number one, stripper.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
High-end escort.
I'm going to go OnlyFans because you have control over everything.
They're respected.
For me.
No.
He's talking about...
I respect the hustle.
What you respect?
I respect the escorts.
The high-end escorts, because they're getting the whole thing. They got to go.
It's a professionalism. It's a whole... They deal in a weird world. OnlyFans is very lazy.
They wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing.
That's why.
You respect the lazy.
You make your own hours. You make your own content. You set your own prices. You work when you want to work.
Yeah, I like...
You get wine and dine.
I like the hard... Yeah. I like
black man!
I've always liked the hard-working woman, so that's why I go for the highest high-class escorts.
And then high-class escort, like, you're, like, looking for, like, a big whale.
Yeah.
Like, you're just trying
to get... A whale!
Yeah, or else you're just fucking a bunch of old dudes for cheap.
Next
step. Well, I don't know that world to be...
I feel like you just got more control if you do OnlyFans. What was the first one? Stripper? Sure.
Stripper. Because stripper, I feel like, gets the low end of the pole, but I feel like stripper is...
All funds.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets...
I like strippers.
Shitting on, you know?
Strippers are cool.
Yeah, I like strippers. Look, for me, it's...
Everyone loves strippers.
Strippers, sweet. When you talk
to
them?
I forgot what I was listening to, but a stripper travels to make her money. Like, they leave. They go from club to club.
I think we heard the same thing.
State to state. And, like, OnlyFans will make you a lot of money, but is that sustainable?
Oh, it was Two Bears, One Cave with Chechik.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chechik was saying that she travels, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's a porn star now, right?
Well, she's retired, I think. Well, she's recovering from her... She's currently recovering from her injuries.
All right, this is a different one. This is a different one.
Hit me.
Librarian.
Ugh.
Teacher.
Ugh.
Physical trainer.
I train your ass, bitch.
I respect the teacher more.
Well, yeah. That's a hard job.
They deal with a lot for very little. Librarians is like, especially now, it's not that much you got to do. And as far as personal trainers, like, hey, man, I respect what they do, but...
Librarians don't even exist anymore.
I don't think they do.
No need.
Yeah. But no, teachers definitely, bro.
Yeah, we should read more books, ladies and gentlemen.
I actually just bought
No need.
Eckhart Tolle's book.
Love and Peace.
No, I think you're probably right. Did you just make that up, bro?
War and Peace.
Eckhart Tolle's The Art of War.
That's old Love and Peace.
He's making up. Eckhart Tolle's Of Mice and Men.
Ed Cup twirling. Fucking
Oliver Twist.
Ed Cup twirling.
Oh.
The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. By Ed Cup twirling.
That's hilarious. No, I just bought this book from
what?
Eckhart Tolle.
A New Earth.
Yeah.
Yo, I keep seeing
Awakening
this
Your Life's Purpose.
I keep seeing this shit on just like on the bed. because on the guest bed where we keep most of our shit, I got Al a nice little book. What are you? Not a book cover. What the fuck am I talking
bookcase?
About? No. A page, the thing, so you don't lose your page.
Bookmark,
baby boy.
Idiot.
Bookmark, thank you. Hope you spill that on yourself. But a bookmark, thank you.
Who reads?
Alex reads.
What does she read?
Everything.
Right now she reads
Danielle Steele?
She's fucking, no. She reads a lot of books.
She's a quick reader, bro.
But she reads on her phone, and she gets books.
Yeah.
But I bought her the bookmark for the books.
Uh-huh.
She got a bookmark so she can put it on her phone? Fucking idiot.
She hasn't been buying books. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Buy her a book with the bookmark in it.
Now you talking to me.
See, I'm going to teach you how to buy gifts.
Now you talking to me.
Now you cooking with gasolina, my friend.
Now you cooking.
Now you hey, man, welcome hey. To Rich's Love Corner.
Now you're making waffles.
Now you're making this charcoal blackness.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
That bookmark is to no use right now.
Girls are dumb. You gotta tell them what you want them to do.
You reading that book, Mike?
I just bought it. I watched. So I never knew what was said, what Kodak Black said in that one Kendrick song.
I don't know what Kodak Black says in any song.
Exactly. Because he's like
Kodak. Yeah, we do it, superstars.
Because he said Kodak Black and Kodak totally. But then I watched the Prime Video Kodak concert Black, and it gave me the subtitles. The subtitle said Eckhart Tolle. I was like, is that an author? And I looked it up, and the book's title seemed interesting.
Eckhart Tolle.
It said A Life's Purpose.
Yes.
Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And I was like, I want to buy that book. So I'm going to start this week. I finished like a whole bunch of books last year.
I'm going to piss outside. Y'all keep it going.
Damn, how much you got to drink? You got to pee?
Nah, he just got to go get his colon checked.
All right, so.
I've been drinking.
Mike.
I've been drinking.
Do you think if I were to go on the journey with y'all?
Yeah.
That
the shroom journey.
Me with the way that I am and the way that I think about things, it would be safe.
I think if you and me and Trey did it, yeah. Only because I've seen you just take a bite of a chocolate before the weekend concert.
Uh-huh.
You're not a very cool person to be around when you're so paranoid, bro.
Was that paranoid?
Bro, you're not that person. As soon as you bit into that chocolate,
you're not that guy, pal.
You turned into that guy, pal.
I was that guy, pal.
It was bad, but I remained calm because I didn't. I've never seen this part of you, but I knew that if I remained calm, you'd eventually calm down.
How was that paranoid?
You kept asking me about when is it going to start or has it started? I shouldn't have ate it. Like you kept saying, you kept talking as if you were afraid. But I think that if you're in a...
I was scared to death.
Yeah, but I think if you're in a controlled situation with two of your best friends, you'd be fine.
See, so... But what if I'm not? You thought you were fine, and then your friends are trying to kill you.
Yeah, no, but it was...
What if I think you guys are trying to kill me?
It was a bad situation. I don't think you have my thoughts, though. I already told you why I had those thoughts.
I be having thoughts, though.
Yeah, but you don't have my thoughts.
You don't know what thoughts I have.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out on your shroom trip.
I be thinking everybody. Yo, remember that day?
The Uber driver.
Your birthday.
Yeah, the Uber driver. You thought the Uber driver was gonna kill you,
dude. I thought I was gonna die that day. Legit. Like I was.
Well, look at. Put it this way. We'll give you a small dose.
I was standing out there, like for real, like thinking, "Fuck, who's gonna murder me right now?"
Yeah, we'll give you a small dose.
Somebody was gonna murder me, and I thought it was gonna be the Uber driver. Good thing he didn't, though.
You have a very small urethra.
I would have fucked him up. You need to scan your ticket, please. Yo, in Disney World in Florida,
sorry, bro.
I don't think. Well, go ahead,
90% of the people there are like Haitian or like Caribbean or something.
Uh huh.
The people that work there.
All the people that work
or
there.
Or cartoons.
Or their cartoons. I was trying to get on this. On I think it was like the Star Wars ride.
Oh, hell yeah!
And they didn't have any more of those. They didn't have any more of those, what do they call, lightning lane things? What the fuck's so funny?
Because he's not engaged in your conversation. He just said, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
You're over here trying to answer his question. He's fucking over there just, oh, hell yeah, moving around beer.
I thought he was really into
me,
man.
He's never not.
Oh, shit. That was a good one. I'm sorry. Why do I have a small urethra?
Oh, because your piss was too long.
Oh shit!
Your exit is the exit line is too small.
Maybe damn, your really?
Dick, I don't know if that's a bad thing. I'm just
your
saying
dick
it's small.
Is so short that it has to travel a shorter distance. So you got
people. Nah.
Let me see it.
Sure, I'll show you my dick right now. But
Bobby Liam
on cam though.
I did have sex earlier, so
today.
Ew.
Like right before y'all came.
Good job, right before champ. We came.
No wonder your zipper was down.
Mm. Wait, did you change?
You remember I pulled it up?
Yeah.
Did you change?
No.
I did change underwear because I cleaned my cum off my underwear.
You used your underwear to clean your... That's...
He pulled out and cummed in his underwear.
No, I didn't pull out. I just...
I'm just saying. I don't know what you do in the pleasure of your home, brother.
No, it's just... I
blackness!
There's cum everywhere. Blackness. So much...
Whiteness!
There's so much cum. Whiteness.
Snow!
Speaking of which...
A blizzard in Gary's house.
Blizzard!
I don't think Freako should come. I don't think Freako should come at
That's my face.
At your shroom trip. I just realized that.
Why?
Because
why?
I remembered how he took just a bite out of that chocolate before the weekend's concert. Mm-hmm. And he
it was a shroom chocolate?
Yeah, but it was a very small dose.
Yes, queen.
He wasn't doing very good.
Hold up. He says I was paranoid or whatever. Fine. Mm-hmm. But K Tronado was performing and that shit was the greatest
thing I've
ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Sorry. He's fucking
but I'm saying it because he's
wasn't he just a DJ set?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm it saying great. It because
and
he's
I was
gonna
just
have
fucking vibing out.
I'm saying it because Gary's gonna have a lot of people. I don't know how you're gonna do around that.
Mm-mm. He should come. Right. You should come. All both right. of y'all should come. And we should fucking just
and if we're anything like Gary
out
come in our boxers.
To the album about nothing. No, I didn't come in my boxers. I got you.
He's trying to bring you back around, bro.
No need,
you
my brother.
You keep following.
Yeah, don't follow
it.
Me, man. I'm gonna lead you off the cliff.
Show him a little titty, right?
Yeah,
here.
Show you little titties, man.
Oh shit!
Yo, camera's I'm out. Here, all right, wrap it up. Wrap it up, yo.
Oh, it's okay. Hold on.
No, I'm gonna wrap it up. Yo, hey.
He's got a heart out.
I got a heart out. Gary, you got a nice ass. Are we still recording audio?
Yeah.
Oh, technical difficulties. Fuck, I had a
battery way down there. Who the fuck does
Gordo
that?
Gordo can't even reach it.
Hey, way down there. Hold on, man.
What do you want me to do?
The good thing is our camera's still on. So
yeah, go ahead. Talk your shit.
Yeah, we can get this
no,
baby
I got
shit
another,
on
I
here.
Got another few questions. That's how you
kill dead air.
This is why we
you
need to produce.
You say you have a heart out every single time.
I say it just to give you a hard time.
I know you do. Hold on. Don't look at my ass.
No, let me look at it.
Too late. Got cum on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
That's where the cum goes.
Trying to see if those boxes have cum all over
them. He has a very strong
There's
ejaculate
cum
that lands on his
all
ass.
All over your boxers, Gary. Okay. But here.
Oh, you're in too, though.
No, I like
he
that.
He said, I don't want you in my shot.
No, I like that better. Gary, let's address the elephant in the room.
But I'm just.
Leave me alone.
Gary, let's address the elephant in the room.
Leave me alone.
That's it. Just do it.
Are you ready?
What? Who's the elephant?
Fuck you.
Wow.
I didn't say it
no,
like
you,
that.
You like throwing straight.
No, that wasn't
not
no
where
straight.
I was.
Lucky I don't want to fuck. I'll wreck all this shit. This fucking Basquiat room you got. Don't
See,
fuck with me.
I'm not like Mike.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm not just
but
gonna
everybody wanna be like
I'm
Mike.
Like pal.
See?
Huh? See, I'm not just
Mike?
Gonna blindly follow you.
See, Mike?
What do you mean blindly follow? What the fuck are you talking about?
Here's a question that we're not asking.
Uh-huh.
Who did Gary have sex with?
It's a stupid ass question, my bro. Wife. I thought you were gonna come with something good.
My
bro.
Wife.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for that's
Am I in HD? Am I like focused?
No, you're
no,
not.
No, you look like a fucking
dusty
Taliban in a bunker.
I don't know how you're going to get that, but just doing little by little. I say you just leave it and never focus on your face again.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever focus on your face, to be honest.
All right,
so what are your other questions, boo? All
right, there was, we left off on librarian. No, nobody liked librarians.
Somebody want to be that bitch.
Can you get Gary off
doctor,
dick?
Lawyer, dentist.
I'm going to be a lawyer. I always want to be a lawyer.
You always want to be a lawyer.
Well, what did this turn into? What do you want to be?
You want to defend people.
Yeah, or prosecute them.
Oh, you'd be a prosecutor instead of a defendant?
Deleted.
Okay, what's up with you, Mike?
I feel like a doctor's more respected than any of those two.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Pet grooming business, taco truck, or you own a liquor store?
Taco Which truck, one? Baby.
I'm glad he answered before me because I'd be fat as fuck if I answered before him.
Give me that taco truck.
Taco truck is definitely more respected than all of them.
Yeah. Wait, you wouldn't want to own a liquor store, though?
I wouldn't want to.
I want an infinitely changing menu taco truck. Okay. Meaning, different I serve types of meat? Whatever the fuck I want to serve.
Oh, okay.
Each day.
In the tortillas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So some days you might come, I might give you just a pure carne asada, maybe pollo, maybe al pastor or whatever.
Yeah. Some just kind of like this podcast where we don't fucking concentrate on one type of
and then
fucking,
another day you might come.
That's what he wants.
And I might hit you with a beer battered fish with a nice coleslaw and a mango habanero aioli. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think. Good. I'm just thinking right now what kind of dishes he serves.
And then
at home.
You might come the next day and I might just be fucking giving
you. He buys everything. He don't cook.
I might just fucking give you funnel cakes.
No, he cooks, bro.
Nothing but funnel cakes.
All he does is talk about how he cooks.
Well, bitch, tell me about how you cook, Rich.
Bitch, I used to watch the Food Network from the time.
Oh, I know.
Like as soon as I moved out of my parents' house, that's all I watched.
I could tell.
Come on, man. Come on. Why you walk me right into a trap?
It's a trap. Oh, fuck.
It's your cops.
Ride share. Insurance salesman or CNA? Which one's more respectable?
Insurance salesman.
I couldn't not laugh. That's
I'm
too hilarious.
For sure, bro.
I think what helped out was you giggled at respectable.
You
couldn't
how
hold your laughter.
We out here. Chain gang.
He said,
you
couldn't
see
even
me,
finish
I'm
that with like
in
a,
these streets.
You couldn't even say
we
it with a straight.
We making mad paper.
All right, we got... Like an actor, Oscar-winning actor.
A thespian.
Grammy-winning musician. Or a special having stand-up. Like a like Dave Chappelle type, $20 million.
I thought you were talking like a special person having a stand-up. Like. Hi, guys. So,
and
knock,
what was the other two? So it's comedian.
Knock, knock.
Comedian, Grammy-winning musician.
You're not gonna acknowledge me?
I'm
knock,
sorry.
Knock.
No. I'm not going to acknowledge you.
Okay. That's the first time you've ever not.
This podcast is about blackness, whiteness. Not that. Not that.
Hey, I'm glad you guys didn't follow me down that way.
Couldn't help himself. Couldn't help himself. You were out in the lurch, and he was like, "Let me get my boy out." That's a good friend right there.
Guy, man, I know he wouldn't let me down.
Stop rubbing Gary's.
Gary,
no. He said all that about rubbing you. All right,
go ahead, do it. Run it back. Run that back, Turbo.
So, actor, musician, or stand-up comedian?
Musician. Give me a Grammy, bro.
Yeah, I think that's respectable.
Other than
more.
Like an Oscar, I feel like Oscar-winning actor is more.
Well, you know what? You're right. They probably are respected more.
To you, okay. Or to
I'm talking about for the masses. You're right. It probably is the Oscars.
But to us, it'll be the musician.
Yeah, you walk into a restaurant, the restaurant owners know the Oscar winners more than they knew the artist or the comedians.
However, yeah. I'll take Dave Chappelle's $20 million like off rip. No, 60 mil? What would they give him for?
It was 60 because it was like 20 per,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, 20 per.
All right, so here we go. Last one. We got a plumber, construction worker, or barber, hairstylist.
Stop. God damn, the whole pod. say it again.
Barber, hairstylist, plumber, or construction worker. Or head giver.
Barber, construction worker, or what?
Plumber.
Plumber's butt.
Do I get to have plumber's butt?
You may. You probably do. Always.
Fuck.
I feel like in the masses, the construction worker is respected more. I feel like in like a social, like general sense, the construction workers respected more.
Yeah, let me get that construction worker so I can walk around with paint on my pants all day long. Have you seen that? Like those Hispanic dudes, like their whole outfit, they just paint everywhere.
Yeah. Paint everywhere. Paint everywhere. Candy paint.
Speaking of plumbers, shout out to Brace, Brace Lago.
Yeah, Bracey doing his thing. You doing your thing, Uber fucking everywhere.
Nah, you hit me with the slight earlier. I ain't gonna fuck with
and
you.
And I be selling insurance.
What respectable. Right. I be selling insurance. You couldn't even.
Nah, I heard that. I respect you. I respect you, and I respect me. That's not a.
Do you respect us though?
I respect
King Yamaha Chrome 1100.
I'm not a CNA anymore.
What we doing? Getting money.
Oh, so you already you started today?
What?
Today? No, a couple days ago you started your new gig, right?
I haven't even started my new gig. Like I've been getting paid for my new gig, but I haven't started for my.
What
new
we doing?
Gig.
I thought it was gonna be March. Money.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a freeze on hiring somebody to replace me, so I'm still doing. I'm doing like two jobs.
Somebody say
I'm
freeze?
Doing like two jobs right now.
Hey, give me the. I'll send you my resume.
No, I got you if you want it, but you gotta work nights.
I don't mind.
You don't work. You don't mind working 11 to 7 p.m.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
it's better than what I'm doing now. How much are you getting paid? I'm sorry, never mind. I'm gonna put that in.
That's what I'm not gonna.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I don't want to put all that in the fucking podcast because I am looking for a new job. I just don't know
if that's what you want to do. You get your foot in the door. You get life insurance. You get health insurance.
Yeah, man, gotta beg and fix my teeth. Hope you hold that it ain't cheap. Dog, so I was looking how fucked up my mouth is, right? Uh-huh. And then I was thinking about...
No, I didn't say it on her.
No, fuck yeah.
Stop hell yeah. Doing that to my face, bro.
He's been fucking having you throw him up forever. Veneers are like fucking $2,200 a piece, bro.
A tooth?
A tooth, bro.
A tooth?
When Cardi said it, I thought it was a joke.
What song did she say on that Gorilla?
It was one of the first songs. No, it was one of her first songs.
I'm going to ride it.
You know, she said, got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hold on. It ain't cheap.
Look, I wish you could see the queen right here.
No, yeah. I was going to put that on the Instagram, but I forgot. No, but dog, it's about maybe $20,000 to maybe $50,000 for a whole fucking set. They last you 10 or 12 years.
Mama. Hey, RIP Migos. Mm-hmm. You heard that Quavo freestyle?
Yeah. I didn't hear it. Quavo song.
When did it come out?
Like a week or two ago. Yeah.
Last Friday.
Well, basically, he just said that Migos is dead now.
Well, one of them.
Oh, fuck.
Blackness.
Offset.
No, fuck that. No.
Take off.
I'm mad right now because Gary will laugh at the stupidest shit. And he just sitting there straight face.
I made one dead Offset joke. I made one dead.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. You know what, Gary? Edit. Edit it. If you feel so strongly, edit it out. All right?
No, we keep it.
I thought this was off the rails. I thought it was a safe space, but fuck off.
I thought this was off the set. I mean, shit. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You got to shoot. Shoot.
Sometimes you got to take off. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. Y'all back at it? Are we back?
Speaking of taking off.
No.
He got a heart out.
Nah, y'all just talking nonsense right now. I'm trying to save you.
Yeah.
This has been a Jazzy Finvel production bell. Off the rails. I'm ready. I've been in this bitch. Spot it to my left.
Pause that real quick.
Spot it to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely
killing
in the building.
Killing the momentum. Pot it to my right. Hey, pause that real quick.
Big Mike all up
on the mic. Shit was loud as fuck. I had another question, that's all.
I thought you didn't. You said that was the last one.
No.
No, he said he had a couple,
another question. Do you think Michael B. Jordan is corny?